Video: Actress Jennifer Lewis claims white people are killing black children. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 9, 2026. Actress Jennifer Lewis posted a bizarre video to social media in which she went on an unhinged rhyming rant claiming that white people are killing black children. "Stop killing our children, son of a bitch," Lewis declared at the beginning of the video, which she posted to social media alongside the caption, "My sincere condolences to all the families around the world who have lost their children to so much hatred. We don't care if you think you are rich, we love our children and the color of their skin," the Blackish star continued. "And we're getting tired of being called as the next of kin." Lewis, who clad in a t-shirt that read "International African American Museum," went on to proclaim, "You twisted monsters are going to fall. Don't you know your own children will suffer if you keep magnifying this civil war? The people are becoming more and more empowered," the strong medicine actress added. "You can hide your face, but not your soul, coward. Once again, we love our children, and the color of their skin," Lewis concluded in her video rant. Watch below. In the caption of her post, the actress included a hashtag citing Nolan Xavier Wells, an 18-year-old student athlete from Mississippi who vanished during a 4th of July boat trip with friends to Horn Island, a barrier island near the border of Mississippi and Alabama. After a multi-day search, a U.S. park ranger found Wells' body on the island. His friends, meanwhile, told authorities that Wells had decided to stay on the island to talk with a girl, Rolling Stone reported. "From the people we've talked to, it sounds like he chose to stay on the island with the assumption that he was going to ride back to the mainland with someone else," Jackson County Sheriff John Ledbetter told the Associated Press. Ledbetter added that Wells' friends have been cooperating with the investigation. On Tuesday, Wells' family, who is demanding answers, retained attorney Ben Crump, who announced that he would be conducting an independent investigation. The attorney also posted an image featuring one white man with three black men on a boat, along with the caption, "What if the roles were reversed?" and a second photo that showed Wells with his three white friends, suggesting the student's peers had something to do with his untimely death. In his post, Crump asserted that if the skin color was the opposite, then the three fictitious black men would have been arrested already. The attorney also insisted there was evidence that Wells and his friends were arguing. Crump then bizarrely called out Breitbart News by name, while failing to spell it correctly, claiming that Breitbart, along with several other right-wing media, would have blasted their mugshots on a continuous reel and delved into any past indiscretion they could find in order to demonize them. "Nobody, of a lighter hue, would utter the phrase, 'Let's wait until the facts come out,'" Crump declared at the end of his race-charged rant. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.